pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
You're listening live to The Power Trip on iHeartRadio and FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to video message number 29.
My mother, she's like, Wendy, you got them. They're long. You show them. She also talked me into picking out this outfit today. She's also died.
Dan Marrero.
Dildos are not essential items.
Weekdays at 3 on The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy,
that is good news.
It is the 20th day of September 2022. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chris Hockey. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Feels a little heavier than yesterday did because our squad got whooped in Philly last night. A lot to talk about regarding that. We will have John Bonus. We'll have Marnie Galarnar. And we'll have Mark Rosen. And we'll break down the entire game and much, much more. So here's some comedy from a guy by the name of Gabriel Rutledge. On being shirtless on the Power Trip Morning Show on a Tuesday. Come on in now. I know we lost, but it's all right. It's already Tuesday, and I'm glad you're here.
You're supposed to have a fitness goal to stay motivated, and I thought about it. I think I have mine up. I would like to be able to show a picture of myself without a shirt on and not have people call it brave. If I could stop empowering people, that would be progress for me. I didn't know I was. I posted a beach photo on Facebook. Everyone commented, like, good for you. Oh, I have good for you, buddy? That's not good.
Damn.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
That's some good crap.
Yikes. Ugh. Well, I don't know. I mean, that was about as bad as Kirk can be. I guess that's the optimistic way to look at it. He can only get better. I mean, it's not like we're Max's Titans.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa, don't take this out on me, guys.
Your Titans are terrible.
I'm on someone.
Worry about the Vikings, okay?
I'm on an E. Somebody.
The Titans are in the worst division in football.
I'm on
and still 0-2.
Here's the head coach after after last night.
I'm on a ride. Just gave up a couple big plays that hurt us toward the end of the first half, I believe, and then start of the second half. But we still had a chance to win. You know, we're probably two plays away from being 2-0. So we'll just keep grinding, keep fighting. We'll just keep going from there. I think today was encouraging, honestly, about the way the heart that we played with today and the fight that we played with today. If we play like that, we'll win a lot of games.
Where was the fight? Where was the fight, Zim?
Yeah, Zim. Where was the fight?
Going out there today and the way we fought, the way we came back, the way we handled adversity, the way that we sucked it up and when we needed to. You know, the sacks by Hunter were big at the time.
Don't remember that.
So, you know, and we had been lining up in some different defenses, so we're trying to, you know, work through some of those adjustments as well.
Here's your quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
We're just going to turn these losses into wins. We got to find a way at the end to make enough plays, or really not even at the end. First through fourth quarter, we got to find ways to make plays so that at the end, we're on top. And you know, I could have told you in April or July or August that I believe in this locker room, the guys in the team, the group we have. And so after two games, you know, my opinion hasn't changed at all.
All of those sound bites were from September 20th. But none of them were from today. Obviously, Coach Zimmer was from last year. And that Kirk Cousins audio was from 2 years ago on this date. Well, heck, I even have a Mike Zimmer from 9/20/18.
Let's hear it.
Big arm, really athletic, moving in the pocket, scrambling. I think he looks to throw when he's scrambling. Moves well in the pocket, but we'll definitely pull it down and run.
That's about the head cook at the Perkins down the street.
Oh.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! One more night! Stand with me!
Do I owe somebody money? Did I make a Vikings
bet
too?
Yeah, nope. I think you won money from Ben, but that was on a different game, wasn't it? Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, hate for that. Yeah. The whole night last night, I'm watching the game going, I know I wanted to bet on the Vikings. Did I never get action?
No. Everybody, even Bonus, who's loves Philly because of Chrissy from Philly, he didn't even take it.
All right, well, that's a kind of a win. I thought I had to pay somebody. Fantastic.
No.
24-7.
That was hideous.
And it wasn't even that close.
No, not even close. By the way, good morning, Ben, as you drive home and everybody else. The plane delayed about an hour and a half on the ground, leaving Philly. So plane touched down in great state of Minnesota a little after 4 a.m. this morning. I stopped and got myself something to drink from the Holiday. Got a massive case of the runs.
Oh, great. Yeah. Not from Holiday.
No.
Just in general.
I took those there. I left some of those there.
They're very nice people there, but I doubt they're thrilled that you brought it here.
Yeah, well,
listen. Which location?
Full service, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. Now here I sit after a hell of a thing to see. That's a good football team we played, no doubt about that. It's a good football squad.
I mean, the Lions put up 93 points against the Eagles last week, and the Vikings scored 7.
I was saying this to the young and talented and beautiful Ben Lieber as we waited to go in and talk to head coach KOC after his first loss as a head coach. I said, Ben, this league, right? Last week we were like, well, who's going to beat us?
Right.
And this week we're like, who are we going to beat?
Yeah, and I think it was a good reminder for me because I hadn't done a lot of sports betting on this show in the last month or two. And I decide week two of the NFL is where I'm like, who wants action?
Yeah,
and you got a lot of it. And I made 15 bets.
Yeah, you got
a lot
of it.
And I think I lost 3 out of the 4 bets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a reminder next week, slow down on the bets in week 2.
No, don't do that.
I'll bet a lot more in 1, 3, 4, 5. Just everything but week 2. Because week 2, I tried to prey on the overreactions, and somehow I found the ones that weren't necessarily the overreactions. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, they can't be that bad, or they can't be this good. And it just didn't work my way.
It was, all of it was bad. The play calling, the fact that Troy Aikman, about every other drive with the Vikings on defense, would call out their like umbrella formation where they would just be like 8 yards off. And everybody kept saying on Twitter and on ESPN, all we heard all week was that Jalen Hurts can't throw. But then they let him like just throw as shallow or deep as he will. Yeah. And then he got the comp. He was 10 for 10. Man, he's a good quarterback.
He looked really good.
Then Bynum bit on that.
I mean,
that route and what's his name was wide open over the top.
Yeah, and
he caught it this week.
Harrison Smith didn't play well.
Yeah, he's
across the board.
Punter was
good.
I'm a Kirk fan, and that's why I was joking that if you're going to be optimistic, if my count's correct, I tried to look it up right before the show started. Last year, it looks like Kirk had zero games with three interceptions.
That is correct.
He had two of them in 2020, but zero in 2019, zero in 2018. So his entire Vikings career, which is now 4+ years, that's just the third time he's had three interceptions. He doesn't turn the ball over that much.
No.
So that was a... And some of those weren't even necessarily his fault, right? Everybody ripping JJ for stopping on that route.
Yeah.
Yeah, and JJ, by the way, took the full responsibility for that himself.
Mm.
He did.
Which is good, because he definitely looked like he stopped the route and just...
Yeah, that was weird. The whole thing was weird.
Yeah, he tried to go out, and Kirk thought he was going in. So, yeah, that was Yeah, but again, you know, it was interesting. You know, defensively, and this is probably a horse S-word, because I said it to Ben, and he didn't agree with me, which means... He was being nice by not telling me I was full of horse ass. You know what? It looked like we were overcoached to be concerned about the option so much that we forgot that you also have to defend the middle of the field. You know what I mean? And a new coaching staff, you know, new head coach, whatever. You're learning as you go as well. But I really felt like we seemed to be thinking way more than we were playing defense. We were thinking way more than we were playing.
Yeah. And let's reverse what we talked about last week.
I am tired.
Sorry.
Not that necessarily.
Okay, yep.
If Christian Watson catches that first ball over Patrick Peterson, the Packers-Vikings game is completely different.
Right.
Right, butterfly effect. The whole thing changes, and who knows? I thought the Vikings outplayed them the rest of the game, and they looked like the better team, but you never know. Maybe that vibe changes the whole game. The Irv Smith drop is the same thing last night.
Yeah,
correct. That was a perfect throw by Kirk.
Perfect.
That should get the Vikings back in the game, but he drops it, and all of us, I think, watching it felt like,
oh boy,
God, nothing is going our way tonight. And that hit him right in the hands. That was a perfect ball.
Unbelievable.
Perfect.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it could have
have dropped it in there any better. Yeah,
could have been handed to him better.
Man.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys listening to my debut on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings Radio Network Halftime with Musk. I said the exact same thing, and I gave you guys credit for it.
Oh, is that right?
I did,
I did not hear that.
Yeah, no, I figured you probably weren't listening. That's why I effed you both.
Okay.
I have bombed you both.
The other thing that we were all dead wrong on is DeAndre Swift had 144 yards against the Eagles last week and a touchdown. Jamal Williams had 28 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Do you know who our leading rusher was yesterday?
Kirk.
Kirk Cousins with 20 yards. This team was supposed to be able to be run on.
But you're lying.
He's not lying. It's true.
Yeah.
They did nothing.
It's true.
The whole thing sucked.
It was pretty sucky.
If you had Dalvin Cook, or if you're like Zach and had Justin Jefferson and
what about
Devontae football?
Adams? What if you had him?
He had 7 points.
Fantasy football's dumb.
I love it.
I'm planning to only stay till 7 till Marnie gets here. I may need to leave before that. I've almost said the S word twice, and the show's only 12 minutes old.
Well, how about Sauce last night? 3 touchdowns with Diggs. So, as of now, the only one that's not traveling the state of Minnesota like a jackass. But still.
But barely. You still got a chance.
You are in prime
condition. I'm already booking my suite at
the only one that's not in trouble is
you. Willie's Nutsack in Warburg,
Minnesota.
Zach has 8 points.
Yeah.
Willie's Nutsack.
It's a great bar in
Where's
War
that?
Road. It's up in War Road. Yeah, it's the last stop on the War Road before you die. And
it's pretty good.
I've stayed there before. It was awesome.
If when Charge gave all the options, if you said, I don't want any of those guys, I want Bernie Lomax from Weekend at Bernie's,
right?
You'd only be 8 points back of where you are now.
Yeah, right.
What am I doing wrong?
Dude, you've got whatever I got.
Yeah, you got, right. I love all the people last night that tweeted, Charge, stop letting Vikings players in the Charge Challenge, or don't let Hockey or Zach pick them.
Yeah, I can't believe it. 2 weeks in a row, I picked the Charge's overall number one pick, and 2 weeks in a row, they've been terrible.
Yeah, you have 7 points.
You're saying Charge 13. Is an idiot.
I'm saying I am the kiss of death.
Well, I'm the careful of death, really.
No. Are you the suck
of
death?
I'm the suck of death.
Cash those tickets.
I mean...
Death is here again.
Yeah, here he's
No, it's
back.
Not your time.
Zip.
Yeah, we're going to ride on, though, man. We're back home this week. The Lions are a team on the rise, but they're not risen to the point of the Eagles. Well, Kevin O'Connell told us after the game that he would have this team ready to go, and I believe him.
I think the Vikes should be favored, right?
Well, they before the game started yesterday, they were 6.5-point favorites.
They're still going to be favored then. Right. Even
it's off the
last...
board now.
Well, it's not off the board.
No, but
it
can't
be off the board.
Damn, I haven't seen,
it fell off the board.
I haven't seen a line.
There was another
since.
Earthquake in.
Oh no!
In Mexico, it shook it right off the board.
That's hot.
Yeah. No, not hot. Mm. Did you guys see that thing?
Damn.
Like the last three earthquakes in Mexico, that part of Mexico where it happened yesterday, where they were worried there might be a tidal wave. Is that what you call them? Tsunamis, whatever.
Yeah, tsunami, yeah.
All three of the last three earthquakes on that fault line were on September 19th.
Wow.
Including yesterday. That can't be a coincidence, can it?
Get out of town on the 18th.
Yeah. I'm gonna ride on. You guys are gonna ride on.
Gonna ride on, man. We're gonna ride on. It's the second game. A brand new regime. Brand new offense, brand new defense, brand new coaches, brand new everything. Give it a break, guys. Give her a break, okay? Give her a break. One of these days, I'm going to change my evil ways in the bathroom. And I apologize to the Holiday Station store that I destroyed on the way here.
Oh, man.
I do apologize. I should go back by there and clean it up on the way home. I'm not going to. I'm too tired, but
well,
I should.
We'll do Front Page Sports next, and Holiday sponsors that. So
yeah,
they
the
will
power
like
of Christ
to distance themselves.
Oh, there goes your BH.
More of the power trip at
Fan Forecast.
High of 89 today. Sunny skies above. It's going to be warm.
Wrong.
This is Minnesota Sports Station, FM 100.3, Tampa, Minneapolis, St. Paul, The Fan.
Actually, you're right. I don't know. I'm sorry, baby. Tomorrow's going to be chilly, though, and looks like there's a chance of snow on Thursday.
How about Friday? I think the high is like 52.
I lied about the chance of snow thing, but it does look like it's going to rain and be snow, like chilly. I don't know, man. I'm getting my nipples all...
lube?
Juiced up for it.
Yuck. What an awful thing.
Shut your mouth. Why are you so mean to me?
I'm not.
You're the only person I've ever known when I went to their birthday party and they looked like the least happy person there.
You want more juice?
Why are you so sassy at your own birthday party?
Because he's 40.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I wanted to go to bed.
You look like you just wanted to go to bed, sassy ass.
I didn't want to go to bed.
I pulled a hockey and he caught me and he said, "Are you leaving?" And I go... Yeah, and he goes, "I wish I could leave."
Yeah, I did.
That's a hell of a party, though, man. Here's to we.
Yeah, she's the best.
Here's to we. She looks fine. Matches. She's finer than frog hair.
Oh, thank you.
She pulled off. I wasn't complimenting you.
No.
And she pulled off a hell of a birthday party, and you hated it. Oh, God.
I didn't hate it. I just wanted to go to bed.
Yeah. Hey, how about you? Oh, I better not say that. Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
Oh.
Like I said, I want to talk to you about the place where you live off the air.
All right.
Because it's kind of a whorehouse.
What do you mean?
Oh, there's whores that live there. I don't know how else to say it.
It did seem like it. No, again, our sample size is just the one gal that you live with.
Yeah.
But
wow.
I'm just saying.
And his dad was there.
It's the only one. Well, true. He lives there as well. My wife begged me to pull a Chris Hockey. Because there were so many people there, right?
Yeah.
And we had to go because I had to bring my daughter back to Wayzata. So that was fun. I had to go all the way home, pick her up, and then bring her back down because she's 17 and doesn't have her license. So we had to leave. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go say bye to Sauce. And she goes, you know, just let's just go.
Yeah.
And I go, why? She goes, you're going to have to say goodbye to 40 people. It's going to be the Minnesota goodbye. And I go, I promise you, I will just say goodbye to Sauce and thank Kelly and leave. And I did it. I got away with it. I did. But as I was weaving back through the crowd, I was actively thinking, just act like you're hanging out. Just act like you're hanging out. Don't make it look like you're leaving. So I said bye to you. I thanked Kelly. And then I was like, hey, what are you guys? You guys playing shuffleboard? Oh, cool. And then out the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
That's a hockey.
You have to look like you're not leaving. And then right when you get to the door, you just sprint.
I'm so glad to hear you say that because I thought that I had made your wife angry.
No.
I did.
No, we had to go.
Good. Okay, good. Good.
That's why we got there when it started because we knew we had to dip out at like 7:30.
Yeah. I think she's like me. She's not a big fan of crowds, is she?
She does not like the claustrophobic aspect of crowds.
Yeah.
She likes everybody there. She just doesn't like being in those. That's why she hates the state fair.
You.
You.
Me.
Yeah, that's why she's like, keep your distance. You're too close.
Yeah. Like, you drove separately. Yeah, yeah, we get it.
Almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she had a Jefferson Lines bus.
Yeah.
You were at one end, she was at the other. But it was a beautiful party.
Thank you.
It was much more fun than last night was.
Yeah, last night was hideous. Yeah,
you're still 40, night. Though, now, right?
I am, yeah.
Man.
You don't look a day over 50.
Yeah, I look old.
You do not. You look like a svelte son of a bitch.
I'm weathered.
Yeah, that's true, but Creed sang about it. So
great point. Can we hear some?
Yeah, they sang a song about you being all weathered.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, Zacho, how good is this song?
Don't talk
it's
to
so
Zach.
Good.
Why?
Because he made Jared have to come in early.
Way to go, Zach.
Yeah, that was me.
Apparently it wasn't. Never mind, salty Zach.
Yeah, whatever, salty Zach. Zach.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, Zach. Salty? Here's what you need to do, salty Zach. Put your balls away.
No.
Yeah.
Put your balls away. We've been meaning to tell you. Put them away.
I think Chris took nitrous on the flight back.
Let me tell you something, mister.
I think he's got 10 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, I did sleep a smidge on the plane, and I woke up with something white substance on the side of my leg.
Well, that's because you sit next to PA. Yeah.
I didn't do that.
That needs to be DNA tested.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not do that. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I see
what
that. It looks pretty.
It looks suspicious. Yeah, it looks, does it not?
Yeah, forget suspicion. That's guilty. That's a guilty stain right there.
Yeah.
I would have a suspect, but he's not on the Vikings flights anymore.
Oh, my God.
Took you guys 3 seconds.
Mm.
Zach got there. Hey, should we do front page sports?
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Holiday Station Stores.
Yeah, Holiday Station Stores, we love you, even though Chris isn't feeling well and walked into one of your stores this morning.
My apologies.
Let's not say which location so the masses don't go there.
Yeah. It's still amazing.
Right. The rest of them are fine. You can get that sip and save deal for $7.99.
Best deal on the
market. Drink a day for a month.
If you happen to go to the one that I went to, you'll know right away.
Yeah, just avoid the bathroom.
Yeah, the bathroom's probably closed off.
Yeah, they're probably pretty quick about that.
Yeah.
The Eagles won 24-7 over the Minnesota Vikings. Cousins, 46 attempts, 27 completions, 221 yards, a touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Thielen, 52 yards. Justin Jefferson, just 48. Jalen Hurts went for 333, a touchdown, and a pick. Total yards, it wasn't even close. 486 for Philly. Just 264 for the Vikings. The Vikings were 4 of 12 on third down. Darius Slay had 2 interceptions. Just nothing went right, top to bottom, right? The play calling felt off. The defense felt off. The offense wasn't clicking. It just honestly had there was no vibe last night.
None.
There wasn't even a window where you're like, all right, now we got it. Now we're clicking. It was just 4 quarters of, man, they can't figure this out.
Nope. Yeah.
Just never got going.
No.
Never led, never felt like they were going to lead.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker.
The Eagles had 347 yards in the first half. 251 of those were passing yards.
Yeah.
It was hideous.
We could not get the defense off the field.
No.
And
when we did, we turned it right back over to them.
Here you go.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't hit the panic button yet.
No.
I wouldn't hit the panic button yet. We're figuring it out. No. Figuring it out. But
that's a tough place to play.
Yeah, and it was very very loud, very a lot of energy. There were a couple of times, though, where I was concerned by how tired and old we looked. That did concern me a little bit, you know. But on the whole, we're 1-1, baby, with, 92 games to go.
And on paper, the schedule's not difficult.
No.
Right.
Lions should be a win. At the Saints in London should be a win. Hosting the Bears. The next 3 should be wins.
They should be favoring all 3 of them.
They should be 4-1. Then it gets dicey at the Dolphins. We'll see about that one. Hosting the Cardinals. That could go either way, but I like the Vikings there. At the Commanders, that's pretty easy. Then at the Bills.
Team's incredible.
I mean, there's a reason why the Bills were the preseason Vegas favorite. They look like they are absolutely living up to it. Although the guys before us, 2 pros and a cup of Joe.
You love that.
Don't mind the show, just hate the name.
Yeah, the name's hideous.
Yeah, it's just awful.
I like the new name of this show.
Which is what?
2 boobs and a cup of lube.
That's a terrible
name. Man, who has a cup of lube?
Well, I do now.
I mean, come on.
Why Zach do you have a cup of lube?
Because I put a hole in the container. And
Or he sat next to PA.
I did. Look at this.
Yeah, it looks like a cup of lube spilled on
the thing. Is that enough?
But the guys before us said in the history of the NFL, only five preseason Vegas favorites have won the title. Can that be right?
I don't know.
That's what they said. I haven't fact-checked that yet.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see.
Oh no.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
It looks like
somebody bonsai'd on
you. That doesn't look like that.
I have a couple ideas.
Oh, your mic's on.
That looks more like you bumped your leg into some powdered sugar Zach. With the donuts at Holiday or something. I don't know what that is.
I know exactly what that is.
Zach.
See it on my pillow.
Oh, my God.
Your pillow?
Zach.
Yeah.
You sleep there, man.
Ick.
I know. It's screwed up about it. Oh, that thing that you just said is true, by the way, Corey, just on a quick Google search.
Wow.
It says six times, though, but it hasn't happened at all since 2018 either.
And that was the Patriots, I think they said? That's what they said this morning. That's crazy to me that it's that infrequent.
Doesn't look like we have the post-game audio from KOC, the interview with Ben Lieber. I'm going to try to find it.
I thought I put it in the system.
Isn't it? Would have been under the same... Oh, yeah, there we go, the whole interview. There we go. You know what? I'm going to edit it during the break because I'm going to play this part where they talked about how different the offensive system the Eagles run is from anything else they see and how hard it is to prepare for. So, I think we ran into a very good team with a very odd scheme, and I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be just fine. That's what I think, guys. What do you think of that?
I think we have the next 3 weeks to get this thing right.
Right.
And be 4-1 before we go at Miami. But
the one thing, though, about this weekend is this Lions team isn't the Lions team of old.
I mean, it's the Lions.
Where they, you know, roll over in the fourth quarter. They've scored like 35 points every game.
Yeah.
They put up 35 points against that team. They can score. And Aiden Hutchinson had 3 sacks on Sunday. I mean, they're not... I would take the Lions a +6. Nobody?
Ask me later in the week, because I will probably take the Vikings out of that.
All right. Hogs?
What?
You want the Vikings -6?
No, I want Joe Cocker +4.
What's happening?
Just matter.
Zach, what's happening, hockey?
I was looking for the next song to play, and there was Joe Cocker was on there.
Joe Cocker Wales.
Don't tell me nothing.
Okay. I won't tell you nothing. Yeah, your pants. I don't know. That looks real bad.
Thanks. It's the same pants I was wearing yesterday.
Yeah, what do you care? Morning. And you probably got up at 8 a.m.?
A little later than that, but not by much.
Hey, you just mentioned Lions second overall pick Aiden Hutchinson, right? Had 3 sacks.
Yeah. He's
all in the first half, by the way, against Washington. Mm-hmm. The last time a rookie had 3 sacks in one of his first 2 career games,
maybe 69.
No, rookie.
Nope. It was 2002 when 3 different players did it: Julius Peppers,
hoo-ah!
Carlos Hall,
hoo-ah!
And
Jared Allen, Darius Rucker.
Warren Sapp.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Erasmus James.
Scooter McGavin.
Sunday's episode was the best so far,
by the way.
I haven't
seen it yet, obviously.
Best one so far. Julius Peppers, Carlos Hall, and somebody named Ben Lieber.
Are you kidding me?
Hey. Wow.
Hoo-ah!
There's a stat for you.
Are you kidding me?
Good for him.
I was telling these guys, and these guys don't even watch Thrones really yet, but it was the most... Thrones-like episode where you had that underlying feeling that something was going to go wrong the whole episode where you just, you're always 1 second away from, is somebody going to get their head cut off? You can just feel it. And man, George R.R. Martin, he must hate the concept of weddings.
Yeah.
He must just be anti-marriage. If you are in an episode of Thrones, and
sorry, was that too loud?
Even if it's Tom and Sess, if it's like, hey, come to my wedding. Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Not if George R.R. Martin's the wedding planner.
Hey, babe.
Do not show up.
Oh,
are you going to that?
What?
Tom and Sess's wedding?
R.R. Martin?
Yeah.
The reception?
Probably not.
Yeah.
You're not going to the reception? No,
I hate those two.
I'm a little nervous. Everybody who's ever worked here is invited.
I know. And hello. Like,
I think Mr. Fund's invited.
Yeah.
Hello. I think Corey Roofs is invited.
Dave Joe Simser.
Yeah, I think everybody's invited.
Yeah. Corey Foley.
Hello.
What?
Oh, even down the hall, not just KFM.
Not just here.
Oh, that's, that's fantastic.
Hello.
I don't know how Tommy would know her, but sure, great.
Hello.
Oh, come on.
I haven't seen Corey in forever.
Hi, meet.
Hey.
She moved to Texas or something. I forget where
Washington,
she went.
Isn't it?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
She got married and moved. See, again, George R.R. Martin would hate that idea, too. The Guardians beat the Twins 11-4. Yesterday, we talked about how ESPN projected the Twins' playoff chances at 1.2%. That was before yesterday's game.
Hey, yeah.
After yesterday's game, of course, they're not mathematically out yet. But, after an 11-4 loss to the Guardians.
Idiots.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
0.3% is what we're clinging to. 0.3%. They are 73-74. They're at Kansas City for the next three nights, including tonight at 7:10 with Dylan Bundy. 0.3. Zachary, to make the math easy, that's about 1 in 300.
Okay.
The chances that they make the playoffs. It's 1 in 300.
It's baseball. Anything can happen.
Bye.
I remember. I think all of us last week, including John Bonas, said if you really want a chance at doing this, you got to win 4 out of 5 against Cleveland.
And
then
Bye.
They lost 4 out of 5 against Cleveland.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
That's okay, Rocco.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, it's over.
That's horrible.
They're like, 7 back with 15 to go.
It'd be one thing if they were like competing and they just missed.
No,
they're getting
bad.
Crushed.
They're bad.
They're getting thrown out. They didn't even belong in the conversation.
And they're one of their better pitchers, Sonny Gray, yesterday left the game with like some kind of injury.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, who knows?
Either
Chris Ottman Bell done for the year with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. So
Jesus.
There was a fear that he was going to miss the next handful of weeks, but hopefully not more than that. But it ended up being a season-ending injury. He's done for the year.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, yes, it does.
He had an idea right away.
He
was quiet and
it sucked, man. You saw the way he planted his foot to try to go back to get the ball, and just you could hear things popping in there. That sucks, man. He had a shot at the NFL. He still does, I guess. You get what I'm saying, though, right? I mean,
I know they think the Gopher football account said that they're seeking the NCAA for a 7th season, which is nuts.
Medical redshirt.
He's your age.
Yeah. Cool. Still not the oldest. You see, the oldest is in college football is like a guy from
Sean Clifford from Penn State is 41 years old.
Benjamin
he's 41. 41.
Yeah.
He's played 19 years at Penn State.
He passed.
If you dropped down to include like lower divisions, the North Dakota State College of Science has a guy from Western Minnesota who's like 46 or 47.
His name is Lawrence Welk.
Yep, that's
what?
Him. Mm-hmm. Well, they call him Larry. Yeah.
Larry.
The Bills crushed Max's Titans 41-7. Stephon Diggs, 3 touchdowns for Sauce.
Let's go. They were sweet, too.
Yeah,
a 46-yarder, a short one, and then a 14-yarder. They dominated.
They, like I said yesterday, they have a special air around them this year. And apparently they've won their first two games by 72, a combined 72-17.
Ugh. Yeah. They're the best team in football, and it's not even close, and that guy pooped his pants. Oh, my God. That's so gross.
You smell like baby barf.
Play it one more time.
No.
Okay.
By the way, Ray Rochelle's his name, 49. He's playing college football.
Hey, everybody loves Ray Rochelle.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
He's getting his ass kicked, probably.
Yeah,
right, that's too old to play football
all the time. He's tired constantly.
If you guys, speaking of the concept of marriage, is it just Tom Brady is melting away?
Yes,
he is disintegrating in front of our eyes.
Yeah, he hates being married.
No, well, he's clinging to try to save his marriage.
Yeah.
Once he realizes, Just let it go. Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah, you're Tom Brady.
Like Hank, yes, let Wilson just sail off into the sunset. Yeah. Let it go.
Do you think he'll ever be able to find someone else?
I don't know. And again, then you got Adam Levine.
Yeah, how about that?
Who probably watches House of the Dragon and says, why is everybody focused on what I'm doing? I'm not right. making out with my uncle. Right?
Yeah.
At my own wedding? Who cares?
What did Adam Levine do?
So it's the Twitter's exploding because he is married to... What, Bahati Prinsloo, right? And she is she a Victoria's Secret model?
I think so, yeah.
So she's world-class model, married. Everybody that talks about the two of them, on, especially on Stern Show, just says, like, they're the best couple. They're just both ridiculously attractive, but they're, like, the nicest people ever. Well, there's an Instagram model named Sumner that claims she had a year-long affair with Adam Levine. And... Adam's wife is pregnant, and the rumor is that she was begging Adam to name the baby after her. Oh, not my. Her own baby, of course. That would be psychotic to name it Sumner as well. I don't know a lot of gals that name their babies after themselves. That's an egomaniacal thing that dudes do. I don't... That's a pretty ballsy move. Can you just name your daughter me?
Well, I heard he wanted it.
It's the other way around.
Yeah, there's a screenshot where he messaged her. He says, is it okay? Yeah.
And he was like, no
That's
joke.
That's even worse.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's way worse. Oh, man. Again, not as bad as House of the Dragon, though.
I can't wait.
Sexy. Max, did you watch it on Sunday?
I actually started watching it over the weekend. I watched the first two episodes.
Right.
I'm very.
Is that right?
My first thought was, are white people okay? And then I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
No.
No. No, they're not.
No, they're weird.
Trauma outcomes at hennepinhealthcare.org.
Back to the power trip from the 651 Carpet Studios on iHeartRadio and FM 100.3 KFAN.
Ben Lieber with the coach after the loss last night.
Now, looking at our defense and their offense, you know, they came out, they went tempo, you know, they kind of kept us on our heels a little bit. We knew that this read option is different. You know, it's unique. It's kind of hard to prepare for. Yeah. But they came out throwing the football, and Jalen looked really good throwing the football. What did they do throughout the game to kind of keep our defense off balance?
Yeah, they mixed it. You know, they mixed it. I thought they had a good plan to run the football. They were physical up front, you know, and right when we would get, you know, some early down momentum, there just seemed to be some third and long either – you know, a penalty here or a conversion there, and Jalen puts so much pressure on you when he breaks contain, you know, on those kind of longer yardage situations where we just seem to be early on in the game, maybe that one play away. We talk a lot about trying to sustain and momentum, and if we don't have it, can we diffuse the momentum of the opponent? And that's any phase, and I thought special teams tried. We tried to get a couple things going and just could not quite finish offensively to give our team that little bit of juice to maybe go get a stop. And then momentum's a crazy thing. We saw it all around the league this week, but ultimately we just weren't able to capture it tonight, and got to give the Eagles a lot of credit for that.
Eagles 24, Vikes 7, 1-1 after the first two games. At home this coming Sunday versus the Lions, a noon start before the week after that. We head to London Town.
Yeah, we leave a week from tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct, Stan.
That'll be great.
That is correct, Stan.
You were in Philly, but we did hear yesterday that John Bonas is coming with to London.
Oh, nice.
So, what? Zach, Sauce, Hawk, me, Bonas, Lieber, Rosen, Elizabeth Reese. I think no Carly, right?
I don't think
Carly's.
Pasta Bolognese.
Pasta Bolognese.
Woody Allen.
How come Smitty Woom wasn't at your party?
He was in the Boundary Waters.
That's a lame
excuse.
Oh, my
God. Did they get him out? Did he drown it?
No, he's alive.
Okay, good.
What do people do in the Boundary Waters?
No idea. It sounds like my
they
hell.
They bite off each horrible. Other's noses.
Yeah, it sounds like hell.
Yeah, it sounds like hell.
No phone.
No, none of it.
Yeah, none just of that works.
Hunting, camping.
Boating.
Skeeters,
camping.
Skeeters. A lot of skeeters.
Bears. Timberwolves.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Yep.
Oh, great point.
Hey, speaking of that, man. Did you guys see the video I tweeted of the old graveyard in the middle of town in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sweet, man. I got to tell you, we stayed in a part of town I'd never been to before. I did not know there was a nice part of Philadelphia, but there is.
Hmm.
It's called Old Town. It's where all the S happened, man. Like, there's this one building where they met to to frame up what was going to be the Declaration of Independence right there.
Sweet.
There's a church and then there's a graveyard. You're like, you're just walking through a town, like, and then of course you think to yourself at one point, this was probably the country, right? And there's tombstones from the 1790s and Revolutionary War tombstones. I'm like, wow, that's really something. I was taken aback. I mean, I you know, you know that it's where liberty was discussed, at least for the white folk. Complete opposite side of that, by the way, for the Delaware River right there where we stayed as well. There was a sign just outside the hotel saying this is where the boats stopped when they were coming over from Africa. So there was a lot of pride on one side of town and a whole lot of shame on the other. Philadelphia. There you go. But anyway.
Well, there's that.
Interesting city, man. Really interesting, I must tell you. And it's all right there to see.
Did you make sure everybody at the casinos was okay?
No.
Just walk by?
Were they having fun when you walked by and waved?
It was too far to walk to go down there, so I didn't walk down there. I walked around looking for fights.
Yeah.
I tasted some Philly cheesesteak.
That sounds incredible.
I met James Bond in the alley. Yep. And I talked like a pirate for most of the time.
That's hot.
Did you... You sure you didn't walk by Parks Casino and wave and say hi to the people that were playing, or Rivers Casino Philadelphia, or Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia?
I'm unfamiliar with all of those things you're talking about.
Or Harrah's Philadelphia Casino and Racetrack.
Oh, look at the Harrah's down there.
I'm unfamiliar. I wouldn't know.
You had no idea?
I wouldn't know.
It's the first time you're hearing about this?
It's the first time I'm hearing about it, Larry.
All right.
A Tennessee woman is being charged with attempted murder after police say she stabbed her ex-husband's new wife with a screwdriver.
Oh, my God.
Adam Levine.
Jeez. Isn't the screwdriver a weapon of choice in Grand Theft Auto?
It's one of the best.
It's also a drink.
Yeah, they're okay.
Isn't it that orange juice anymore. And vodka?
Yeah, too tart.
I can't drink them anymore.
I crushed those when I was younger. Yeah, I just can't do it anymore. Can't
you're
do
too
it.
Tart.
Thank you.
That was not a compliment.
Oh.
I think my new jam is Old Fashions, man.
Yeah, Zach, I like him too.
I like him too.
Sometimes I have to give him to myself.
Yeah, calm down. The one that we had at O'Shaughnessy on Saturday.
Best one.
Yeah, those are spectacular.
The best. I could have sat there and drank those all day.
Same. And those god dang fries, man.
The fries are good.
Yeah.
Fries are good,
I
man.
I love that place.
I like that place a lot. I like the new whiskey. I drank about half that bottle that night at the gig in Excelsior.
How'd that go?
Dude, it was just...
The bourbon mix, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Liked it a lot.
Haven't had it yet.
It was just the best. What a great night. I mean, a huge, huge crowd. It was like a family reunion. People I hadn't seen. You know, it was a CHP, so we hadn't gotten that band together for a while. It was emotional. And then Paris came on stage and jumped up and down with me. It was fun.
He's the best.
He is. He was naked.
What?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Why was he nude?
Because he likes to party.
Oh. I don't know.
A Memphis man has become the oldest person to canoe the Mississippi River. 87-year-old Dale Sanders paddled the entire river in 87 days, and then he died.
Jeez.
Oh, Dale.
Why Dale?
Oh, Dale, get out of the water. Dale, I know you're the little man in the canoe.
Oh, you'd have a tough time finding him.
Yeah, just another body in the Mississippi. Ain't no thing. By the way, I misreported that he's still alive.
Oh.
But just barely.
So he's not.
You said he's from Memphis, but he canoed the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't mean to. He got lost.
Where'd he start?
Oh, great song.
In Minnesota and went all the way to the bottom?
I would guess so.
I think you would have to. The dude canoed upstream.
Yeah, he put on
his
great
song.
Put on his blue suede shoes. Boarded the plane.
Touchdown?
He said, Dale, you don't have a ticket for the plane. You're supposed to be in a canoe.
Was it raining?
Oh. Do you think it's weird or don't you care? Because I don't care. But do you think it's weird or don't you care that I've lived my entire 42 years in this state and I have never even remotely explored the start of the Mississippi River? Not even close.
I've been up there.
Haven't once.
Yeah, I've been up there.
You got to do it.
What's it called? Should I have done it?
What's the area called?
Itasca.
Itasca. Yeah, I was up there. Yeah, it's sweet.
You get to walk on the rocks and go across the river.
It's awesome. Cool.
It's a big deal, man.
Maybe... When I inevitably lose the charge challenge, maybe if my track is anywhere near that, I'll just stop, you know?
Man.
Depends on where I get sent.
You guys are all in big trouble.
Yeah, we are. We're in big trouble.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 to go.
You know, it's nothing new.
Yeah, what do you care,
this is
Hawk?
Where I live.
Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
You should send Stefan Diggs a gift basket after last night, man.
Yeah, send him a gift basket.
Send him a gift basket.
An edible arrangement.
Oh, you like the edibles, don't you?
Yeah.
You sure do.
I bet they have those now, right?
Yeah, they'd have to in some states, right?
Yeah.
You know, every year I get accused of cheating with Charch, right? Even though I've lost the Charch Challenge multiple times.
You got to make it look good, though.
Right. This is one of those years, though, that I'm just going to blatantly try to bribe him to give us one of those, like, triple point weeks.
Yeah, we don't do that, remember?
Yeah, I know we don't do that. But no, I'm saying this is the year I'll slip him 100 and say, why don't you make weeks 5, 6, and 7 triple point weeks?
I like that idea. I'll slip him 100.
Yeah, and hockey will get 8.
25.
The guy will get hurt. Both of his players will get hurt on the same play.
By the way, if it's a triple point week, he couldn't get 8.
Sure he could.
Yeah.
I can get 8.
Well, how would that right work, person? Right? The math. That's a math thing, right?
I think he meant 8 triple to 24.
Oh.
But otherwise, yes, you are correct, Zach. That is not a multiple of 3. Very good, Zach.
So happy I'm right.
Good job.
ApplianceOutlet.com.
We're heard daily in all 50 states through iHeartRadio and KFAN.com. Yeah, we're kind of a big deal. Minnesota's sports leader is the Fan.
Enter today for your chance to win a Papa Murphy's voucher that includes a family-sized pepperoni pizza, cookie dough, cheesy bread, and a 2-liter soft drink. We're giving away one each hour. Just head to KFAN.com, make the keyword contest for your chance to win today.
How long are you going to talk?
Shotgun, Dalvin by his side, 2 receivers left and right. 2nd and 10, Kirk, deep shot, man open, caught!
No,
he dropped
come
it!
Come on!
Irv dropped it at the 25. What are we doing, Irv? Oh my God, he was wide open. He just went Christian Watson on it.
Yeah,
he sure did. Oh, poor kid, man. And I tell you, the second half, he played his ass off. And you got to feel good that he didn't let that get in his head and lose the initials game. I mean, completely destroy the rest of the game for him. He played well in the second half, but that's a big drop, man.
Right now, you can care less about me. But soon enough, you will care by the time I'm done.
24-7, it goes the wrong way. The Vikings are 1-1. The Eagles are 2-0. Vikings hosting the Lions on Sunday. Let's do what really matters.
I would love to, Corey, because I'm not going to be here much longer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
When Marnes
gets
here.
What's happening?
I'm passing away.
Oh.
When Marnes gets here, I'm hauling ass. Because I'm slowly turning to dust over here.
All right, then, Zach, the news is going to be on you.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Zach.
No ripping and reading. Let's go.
Zach,
let's
please,
get it together,
can
Zach.
Can you please do a job?
Yeah, do a job.
The Vikings did lose 24-7 to the Eagles. Cousins, 3 interceptions for just the 3rd time in his Vikings career. The Vikings fall to 1-1. What really matters is this.
You know, what's weird is when you said Cousins, I was reminded of the Bear and the way they call each other cousin.
Cousin, cousin,
even
cousin,
though they're not cousins.
Cousin. Yep.
That's a thing. I want to do that from now on.
You finish that show yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah, the end was solid. I liked it.
It's a good show. Watch that.
I'm watching a show right now on the Apple TV. About the Hurricane Katrina. Damn. It's pretty good. It's a series of...
Documentary or a series?
It's a fiction series, but it's based on the actual events. It's called, That Funny Thing That Happened. It's a bad title. I don't remember what it's called, to be honest with you. But
5 Days at Memorial?
That's the one.
funny title? What's all happening with you?
Yeah. I didn't say that funny title.
Didn't you?
No, you're not
you're
listening.
You're half listening.
No, I'm listening.
The bad half.
For no, $1 million.
It's very disturbing, man. Yeah, you had no idea. I mean, I knew it was terrible. Obviously, we all knew it was terrible. Jeez Louise. Anyway, so I'd encourage you to watch. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. 5 Nights in Memorial. Not that bad thing that happened.
90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's damn disturbing how it all fell apart. Anyway, there you go. Here's what really matters, Corey. The Eiffel Tower was originally supposed to be in Barcelona, Spain, but the project was rejected for being too expensive and a tad bit strange. Yeah.
Maybe the U.S. needs a new landmark.
Yeah.
Like we need something new.
Yeah.
The St. Louis Arch is overrated. I've driven past it. I thought that was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
I've never one here. Seen
it. I mean, put one here?
Yeah.
I mean, we got that big blue chicken down there.
Okay, careful.
Are you talking about your wiener?
People are. We're next to that big cherry.
It's the cherry on the spoon. Oh, yeah, more than the Careful. Yeah.
Is that like the like Minnesota icon thing like that you think of is the cherry and the spoon?
Yeah.
Babe the Blue Ox.
I think about, well, does the mall count?
The mall definitely counts. Every band that comes by here, they always have to check out the mall. But we even had an artist a few weeks ago ask me directions to the Mall of America. They were performing.
What artist is talking to you?
Oh, my gosh. Was it Ansel Adams?
Love?
Love?
It's pronounced Tove Love.
No.
Love as in of bread?
Love as in the love that performed at State Farm Park on Friday in Roblox.
Are there loaves falling from the sky?
Ireland.
Why are they asking you for advice?
Yeah, why are they asking yous for advice? They can't talk their sheep.
Did Love go to the Intel House of Wonder or just State Farm Park?
I think he performed at the State Farm Park.
Do you know the Intel House of Wonder has an indoor waterfall?
Love.
Wow. Love. I didn't know that.
Dude, you got to check it out.
I feel like I'm a little old for Roblox.
What?
How old Roblox. Are you?
I'm 27.
Ooh, demo's 9 to 12.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's right in our wheelhouse.
Wait, so let me ask you this, though. Did 9 to 12-year-olds buy insurance?
Nope.
Did they buy computer chips?
Well, when they're building their computers at 9.
The Guardians beat the Twins 11-4. The Twins are 7 games back. They are not mathematically eliminated yet, but they are all but mathematically eliminated. What really matters is this.
I'm all but as well.
That's hot.
Women in Egypt, ancient Egypt, not now times, could own property in their own name and enter into contracts, sued and be sued, and were protected by prenups. So they had more rights back then, and then they lost them somehow.
No, they probably screwed it up.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I mean, something went wrong.
Yeah, Rosie loves it.
Well, I would think that it was...
You know?
What?
I don't know. I wonder what they did.
Probably, like, nothing.
Probably nothing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm.
Where?
Back.
Like, here. I'm the tired one. Okay? I'm the one with the runs.
You still have the runs?
Of course.
If I ask Sauce to name the man most connected to Cleopatra, can he do it?
Yes.
No.
Max?
I'm going to say no.
I say no as well. Three no's, one yes.
Yes, he can.
The male individual that is most connected to Cleopatra is?
Is it King Tut?
Okay.
Who else would it be? Did any of you know?
You really don't know?
Well, I know you know. You know
Chris
everything.
Clearly does, too.
Is it Caesar?
No.
Oh.
It is, actually, yes. Caesar was married to her. But you could also say Mark Antony.
That's the one I was going for.
No. I don't know who that is.
Either Antony.
Wasn't he
officially...
married to Jennifer
J-Lo,
Lopez?
Yeah, it was Cleopatra, then J-Lo, yeah.
Oh. Yep. He's been around for a while. He was around Jesus Christ.
What? Wow, are you talking about what's on your pants?
Chris is officially in the upside down.
Yeah, he is. We should have him stay till 9 just to see what he says.
You should stand on your head and shut up.
Okay, and break my neck.
Okay. Vecna's coming.
Look out, Chris.
Yeah.
Is Vecna hot?
Female Vecna Woodhawk.
Did I get a Vecna erection?
A lot of wrinkles for Chris to play with.
I don't mind that.
Hawk, are you excited for East New York on CBS?
I'm excited for Vecna to come.
Oh,
rip his soul out and end it.
Yeah, I don't need it.
No, he wants this to be over.
Yeah, man.
And I don't mean the show, I mean his life.
I'm just going to keep... What did you say? She had a lot of wrinkles?
Yeah. Well Vecna's a guy.
Vecna does. But you asked about the female Vecna.
Isn't Vecna a female?
No.
Oh. Well, that changes everything, but just barely. I don't care. I'll keep tickling flaps of skin.
My God.
The right one.
What's going on with you?
Chris Ottman, Bell for the Gophers, the wide receiver, done for the year. What really matters is this.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ooh.
What'd you say? About?
Boo.
I think he was booing.
Oh, booing.
The bad news.
Whoa.
You're weird.
Yeah, you're weird, man.
You're weird, dude.
You're weird, man. Even though Hockey wants to bang Vecna.
I don't know who it is.
Would you if it was a lady?
Well, I mean, yeah, I wanted to be classy.
See, again, you're watching that show on Apple TV, The Funniest Thing Happened, but you won't watch Stranger Things.
Right, he'll watch, Daily Alaska.
You have until next year to catch up. Next year's the final year.
You're going to watch Daily Alaska.
You're going to watch me punch in the mouth with my wiener.
Holy Lord.
Okay, hang on.
Please. Oh, my God.
He's in the upside down.
Yeah.
Aggressively.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah, but Zach, get off the floor.
He's been breakdancing for years.
He's like a car wash, spinning around.
Oh. During the because Chris is mostly delusional right now. I made myself laugh, and I'm like, you know what? If I walk over and do the same joke to Chris, he's gonna gut laugh because he's barely alive right now.
And he did.
So I showed him this picture, and I attached a joke to it, and Chris almost pissed his pants.
Yeah, it's so funny.
If you are awake and If you've tried to make Chris laugh in the past and have struggled, now is your window.
Yeah.
Because everything right now is hilarious.
Send hockey all your jokes.
Yep. Yeah, please do.
Man. Is it my turn?
No.
What really matters is this.
People who regularly point out grammar mistakes tend to have... They tend to have less agreeable personalities.
That is true.
They also tend to be less open and are more likely to judge you for your errors.
Yep.
And probably have a tiny ding-dong.
Man, I am really close on this one.
Neil on the head.
Yeah,
Neil on the head.
Yeah, Neil Peart on the head.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Armstrong.
Yeah,
play some Neil Peart.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
You know, it is hard, though, a guy that had a journalism degree and have never used it.
Yeah.
The modern decay of grammar on social media. Yeah. I should just let that ship sail. Right?
Nobody cares.
We're never going to get back to a point where that matters again.
Because here's
as a society. Yeah. Obviously, there's still going to be great writers. There's going to be writers that take grammar and punctuation and spelling seriously. But 98% of the world has just said we quit. We give up.
Well, and now every device you have will correct it for you.
Yours doesn't.
I mean, not all of it, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yours quit.
Yeah, mine quit.
What's wrong with your phone then?
Yeah.
I hammer on it too hard.
Yeah, just your wang.
Wow.
The Bills won 41-7 over the Titans.
Bill?
The Bills are 2-0. The Titans are 0-2. Stephon Diggs, 148 yards and 3 touchdowns. Josh Allen had 4, but again, 3 of them went to Diggs. Allen went for 317. And 4, they look like the team to beat. We'll see. It's hard to maintain this the entire year, but they look like the most unstoppable force, most balanced unstoppable force, right? Because that defense is legit, and that offense can put up 1,000 points. What really matters is this.
Every team's one injury away from...
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to Case Keenum, but it's over if Josh Allen goes down.
Josh Allen's the best player in the league.
Really?
Well, if you were to start a team, who would you take?
Mahomes.
I'd take Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a better quarterback.
I still take Mahomes.
Or Aaron Donald.
What's crazy about...
I'd take Ray Guy.
Two years ago, we were saying, all right, Brady's the most accomplished quarterback of all time, but when it's all said and done, the most talented one is going to be Patrick Mahomes. And then Josh Allen has a monster year, and we're forgetting that Patrick Mahomes exists. I still think he's that good. I still think he's going to end up being a top 5 quarterback of all time.
Same. I always say to people that even if he retired right now, I think Patrick Mahomes is top 5 most talented player I've ever seen.
Right.
They're both 1A and 1B.
Josh is phenomenal.
Yeah.
No one's trying to take anything away from Josh. And Josh might be a generational talent as well, but Patrick Mahomes is going to be legendary at some point. Josh might be as well. We'll see. Josh Allen might win MVP this year.
Yeah. He might.
We'll see. My turn? Your turn? Your
turn. My turn.
What really matters is this.
The first year of a cat's life is equal to approximately the first 15 years of a human's life.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, you know, they're born, they can't open their eyes, and by the end of their first year, they're spanking it.
Jesus Lord.
And listening to My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
You need to go home.
I am home.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where I live now, guys.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, that now it makes sense why Rosie got a second cat so quickly. It was like Leonardo DiCaprio. That first cat got too old too fast.
Yeah. It happens.
What are Rosie's cat's names?
Johnny Luther and Damn.
Hey, Damn, get over here. Damn it, Damn.
Yeah, he was just looking at pictures of his cat when he said that button bar.
Right. Kitty, kitty.